Welcome to the Becoming Eva podcast, where we discuss real life issues from a woman's perspective.
Becoming Eva seeks to break the silence within the female community while fostering authenticity, transparency, and healing.
We're your hosts, LaToya Moore
and Maya Dawson.
Let's get started. Happy Saturday!
Hey, y'all, it is the season 10. Finale. I'm like, oh my goodness.
10. Yes. Season 10.
Woo! Congratulations.
Congratulations. Yes.
I feel like we were talking about this earlier. I feel like, you know, we kind of got our footing and really solidified ourselves this season. It was a great season. It was different because if you watch from start to beginning, from start to finish. We didn't have a lot of guests this season, and it really was an opportunity for us to solidify ourselves and hold our own. And in the process, of course, you learned a lot about us, I'm sure. But, you know, I love it. We really were able to just kind of spread our wings in this and really, really become more confident. I love it. I love it. So how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I cannot believe we are finishing up season 10.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the years have flown by
since
we have started. Mm-hmm. Like, I can remember being in that Trackstar studio with our banner up, with the Trackstars mics.
Yes.
I remember saying, I felt like, you know, God was kind of like telling me to just like jump and like fly.
Yep.
Kind of like shove me. Because this is so out of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I've developed a lot of skills along the way, which has helped me in my career as well.
That's
huge. Being able to speak.
Yeah.
And having confidence when I speak. Oh. Because I told you, like, I was like, God, you want me to do a podcast? You know, like being the quiet kid in class and not really liking to talk to people. Like, this has been growth for me, like huge growth, and learning how to trust God and say yes to God even when it doesn't quite make sense, or when you're not totally sure or confident in what God is telling you to do.
Yep.
She's like, huh, are you sure?
Exactly. Did I hear you right?
Right. So it's been a journey. I have enjoyed the process. I've enjoyed getting to know you better
and
becoming better friends along the way and just really developing.
Same. It's really been a journey, but I have enjoyed it as well. I really have. It's just been awesome to learn more about you and to just experience all the many facets of the amazing LaToya Moore. I'm like, oh my gosh. So yes. So we are here, y'all. So typically we do a girl talk panel for our finale, but we're going to do something a little different this time. Okay. So y'all may know we, a couple weeks ago, had the opportunity to attend the Esther's Arrival Conference, which was put on by none other than friend of the BE community, Portia Love.
Woo-hoo!
She actually came on this season. If you missed the episode, go back and watch it. But she came on and y'all, she gave us the lowdown. She gave us the scoop on the conference, why she was doing it, how God, you know, gave her the name for it and everything. And we talked about marriage. I mean, you know, she's a newlywed, so doing all the things. So we really got the scoop on just what God is doing in her life, all that God is doing in her life. And so we had to go out and support. All right. And y'all, we got the VIP treatment, the VIP experience, all right?
Yes.
It was amazing. We got a dope swag bag, so that was really cool.
Yes. And I'm wearing my lipstick from the swag bag. Thank you, Portia Love.
Lip gloss is popping.
Yes.
So dope swag bag. The setup was great, super professional. They just did an amazing, amazing job. And she had some heavy hitters, okay? She had performances by Virtuous and Anike. She had speakers, Charlene Quigley from LA. JoJo McNeil came out from Detroit. And then she had Lish Speaks and TK Lee from the Atlanta area. And you know Portia had to close it out. So it was really, really dope. And it was beautiful, too, to see the husbands supporting, you know, her husband was on set or on site, you know, helping out. Anike's husband was behind the scenes helping out. You know, some of the other speakers' husbands were there, just being a presence and really supporting their spouses. I thought that was beautiful.
Yes, so I loved it.
I thought, you know, maybe we could use this episode to not only give like a recap and just share some nuggets, but let's use this as an opportunity to put y'all on. You know, if you have not heard of some of these speakers and you want to learn more about them, we're going to share some about them and we are going to give you their handles so you can go and follow them. Okay. And learn more about them yourselves. So you ready?
Yes. Let's dive on in there.
Okay. So first off, let's talk about what does Esther's arrival mean? And if you missed the episode with Portia Love, she shared this, but we'll kind of give cliff notes. So what would you say Esther's arrival means, that the phrase?
Ooh, okay. So most of us know about the story of Esther. Mm-hmm. And relating to her journey, I feel like Esther was a leader that arrived in her right season in the right moment that God had ordained for her in her season. She had to kind of step into it with confidence, even though she was hesitant at times, and just reminding her that if you don't do it, God will use someone else.
Exactly.
And so to me, Esther's arrival was speaking to me personally on the things that God has called me to do and stepping into that confidence and not getting left behind was another big nugget from the conference. It was a theme like, if you don't do it, God will use someone else. And so being sure, having a surety in who you are and what God has called you to do and stepping out on that with that anointing and with that power that God has given you. So to me, that's what Esther's arrival means to me, like doing what God has called you to do.
Amen. That's so good. So good. I mean, I don't really have anything else to say there. I love the metaphor or the analogy that Portia Love used where she was like, I'm just going to be y'all's Mordecai. I'm the one who's going to tell you God has called you for a time such as this. And if it's not you, God will, if you don't do what God has told you to do, God will use someone else, you know? And don't think that you won't be protected or that you will be protected from, you know, whatever is coming down the pipe if you're not obedient, you know, like God requires our obedience and it's time. So she did an excellent job. So all right, so we're just going to give you a high level, all right, couple of nuggets on the various speakers that presented, what we gleaned, what we, you know, gleaned, and hopefully you can benefit from it as well. And then we'll share how you can support and follow them in the process. Okay, so first off, Charlene Quigley, all right, I just want to say, and I think Portia Love used this phrase. She was like, she is a picture of childlike faith. And she really is. Fabulous, phenomenal, beautiful woman of God. She actually used to dance in the entertainment industry. And she was dancing for some heavy hitters, y'all, like all the way on to the top. I'm just going to say that. I mean, she was like doing the thing. And God called her out of it. And basically she said, I love how she said, I went from being a dancer who loves God to, you know, God's daughter who just happens to dance. And God kind of like reshaped her priorities and really brought her to a place where she had to take a leap of faith and step away from what was deemed to be her livelihood in order to do what God was calling her to do. So huge, huge, huge step of faith. And so kudos to her for that. She's still on that journey. It sounds like there are a lot of things that God is still working out through her, but she was saying that she went through, like, right before her 40th birthday, a year of fasting where, and it felt like during that year of fasting, like, you know, God was just purging things left and right, you know, relationships, things, you know, opportunities. And she just had to trust him in the midst of it. And she said, you know, after that year, it's been amazing to watch God restore over and above all that has been lost. It's been a beautiful journey. So I think for me, what really spoke to me about her was, what am I willing to let go of for the sake of, you know, being obedient to God and advancing his kingdom? What am I willing to trust him with? What don't I trust him with? Quite honestly, you know, I mean, like, if God told me to quit my job tomorrow, would I quit my job? If God told me to sell our home, would I sell our home? You know what I mean? Like, what am I not willing to do, you know, in the area of trusting God?
And for her, I really liked when she shared that she didn't grow up in a Christian household, mm-hmm. and how she learned and created her relationship with God kind of on her own. She didn't have that type of family or upbringing. And I love the way that she was expressing how she really got into the word of God and really was seeking the face of God. And then he started to draw her out of that lifestyle and out of those choices. And I just thought that was beautiful, having someone have that kind of testimony, because not all of us grow up in those type of households where we're raised in a Christian household. But seeing her be obedient to God after dancing and making so much money in that industry, and then have faith enough to step out of it, even with people calling her names, like all that hate and different things that comes with it, the territory when you start coming out of those choices, like, just be ready for the attacks, because they're going to come. And so it's just amazing to see how God has restored her and over in abundance. It's reaffirming that our God is a God of abundance.
Amen.
And if you serve him and are obedient, he will supply all of your needs, because God is the source. He is the ruler of the universe.
Amen.
And so this life and these choices that we make here is so temporary, and we've got to get past, like, the material world and money and things that we think we need, and really turn your attention on God and the things of God. So that's what I would say that really stood out to me when she shared her testimony.
So good. So good. Thank you. Thank you, Toya. So, yeah, that was Charlene Quigley. If you don't know her, get to know her. Her handle should be up there on the screen for you to. And these, if I'm not mistaken, these are their Instagram handles. It may be the same on Facebook, or they may be on YouTube, wherever you're watching this. But these are definitely their Instagram handles, their IG handles. Okay. All right. So after Charlene Quigley, then we heard from the amazing Lish Speaks. Okay. Lish Speaks is hilarious to me. I mean, she has just this, like, boisterous personality. She is like, here I am, see me now, take it or leave it. It is what it is. And really, what stuck out to me was the meat of her message, which was, I am anointed to pour, and I don't need permission. If you follow us on IG, I think we posted a clip of her saying where she was like, I am more like, you know, ask for forgiveness later kind of person. Like, I'm going to do what God has called me to do, or what I feel is on my heart to do, and trust God in that process. So all that to say, Lish Speaks, she talked about the fact that God has already anointed us. And because he's already anointed us to do whatever he's called us to do, then we just need to be obedient and do it. Like, it's not about, you know, do I have this or do I have that? Or am I enough this or am I enough that? It's really about walking in the anointing that God has already given you and going forth, doing what God has called you to do. So I really, really enjoyed her. I had a great, great time listening to her.
Yes. And one of the things that stood out to me, and I was trying to pull it up, was the definition that she gave of anointed.
Yes.
And what Google said anointed means.
Look, Google was anointed when it comes to the definition of anointed. Okay.
Yes. Yes. So when she was, and I didn't write down the entire definition, but essentially it means flowing, to flow in the spirit. And so let me tell you what ChatGPT is talking about. It can also mean, let me see what chat says. Okay. Someone who is highly favored, gifted, or uniquely qualified, even outside of a religious setting.
Wow.
So I thought it was interesting how she was, how she used like the Google definition of anointed, and then she brought it back in to her message and was talking about how God had anointed you to do special things on the earth, and you don't have to wait for permission. Just go, just let yourself in. You don't have to wait for somebody to open doors for you. Just pray over it and you walk and let yourself in. And then she was talking about how when we obey God, other people get blessed. So I thought that was another thing that stood out to me, because we need to be walking through those God-given doors.
Yes.
And some people, if you're an anointed person, you flow in the spirit and you're uniquely gifted and favored. I know people will sometimes say, oh, you must be lucky, or, you know, they may have a certain hate. And like, I've experienced that. I'm probably sure you've experienced that as well, where people don't know why they don't like you, or, you know, they have a certain hate. But it's the anointing that is on the inside of you that they don't understand.
So good, Toya. It made me think about how, like when she was talking about not needing permission, there's a phrase that I use. My husband and I do a lot of artist development, and we talk about like growing your brand or building your brand. And so there's a phrase that I use where I say momentum meets momentum, which means you think about people that go viral online, or you think about people that have large followings or what have you. Like, they're not waiting on any